left. Only a master of evil, God.
Did you ever hear the tragedy of
Patsy? Half of the past of the sheep.
Why did you say that name?
It's his mother's name.
See this biscotti cookie?
Ah, see, now you know I know Krav Maga, right?
Fine. I'll do it myself.
Do it.
Were you fucking started already, bro?
Ugh.
Stop fucking stretching and start the damn podcast.
It's already started.
Oh.
Welcome.
I love how right when we start, we immediately change voices to just like, I don't even know what.
We gotta go from our normal nasally voices to the fucking like radio narrator voices. We don't talk about that one. That's different.
Well, see, this voice, I mean, like, right now I'm not doing it. Right now I'm talking normal. But sometimes I do a voice on the podcast.
Yeah, we both do.
And I can't do it, like, on purpose. Like, yeah. If I wanted to imitate it, I can't imitate it.
Yeah, you know the voice. You know exactly how you do it. But, like, if you need to do it on command, you can't. It's weird.
It's fucking a curse. Weird. And not a blessing.
It's definitely not a blessing. It's fucking weird.
Well, welcome back to Half Past Sheev for another fantastic week. I hope everyone's doing great in quarantine. All I know is quarantine can change a man. And I'm starting to get a little fucking antsy, dude. This is not fun.
I feel completely fine, I'm not gonna lie.
We're fucking doing the voice! We just did that voice!
I feel completely fine. I can't do it. But I literally feel fine. It's completely normal for me. I mean, maybe just because I'm used to just going to work and coming home and doing nothing, so I guess that could be why.
Yeah, you're like living the same life.
Yeah, basically. If anything, my work has changed. I think we already said this before, but my work has changed more because it's easier now and fucking nobody can come inside, so I can just chill, watching movies.
I mean, I'm just fucking at home all day.
And now it's elongated all the way to April 30th.
Fun fact, my birthday is the 26th, so my birthday is ruined.
Your 25th birthday, bro?
Yeah, my 25th birthday is ruined.
Minus fuck. Six.
What?
Teen.
What are you saying? I'm not following along.
You'll understand when you go back. When you go back and watch this, you'll understand.
I think he's the king of just making retarded jokes that, like...
Listen.
Fuck you.
When you're tired and you don't know what's going on half the time, you just say random ass shit, man.
It's like, I feel like there's been countless times I've just been flowing with a conversation, and then here comes you with some, like, stupid, cringy joke, and I'm just like, what?
It's like,
and
that
just throws me off track.
It's like that meme that's like a normal conversation, and it shows something like fucking about to smack somebody in the face, and it's like some random ass fact. That's me, but with a cringy joke instead.
Also, it probably really is that you're just making normal jokes, and I'm the mentally challenged one that just can't process the jokes.
True. Let us know. Let us know which one of us is insane.
Don't let us know. I don't want to.
Keep the mystery alive.
Quarantine can change a man.
How many weeks has it been of quarantine? It hasn't really been that much.
I'm pretty sure my sister's been off of school for 3 weeks. I have been out of work for 2 weeks. Which you guys are looking at a man that's filed for. Actually, you were listening to him. Sorry, not looking at, not just yet.
I'm looking at him.
He's looking at me. A man that filed for unemployment.
Gasp.
Unemployment. Can I get a poet snap for that? Free money for sitting at home! Woo! Hopefully I get it. Because, I mean, I'm estimated to get like $330 a month or something. Yeah. That's not bad.
And then I think you're supposed to get like...
Yeah, I mean, if anyone knows about that $600 thing...
Anybody who actually follows legal things and the new bills that were passed, please let us know.
Yeah, I really hope I can get that $1,200 too.
Yeah, you probably... No, you can't. No, I lied. It's only if you're a non-dependent, and your parents already said that they filed for you.
Oh, my God.
It's okay. My mom did the same for me, so neither of us are getting
money.
They're
all trying to get our money. They're just trying to get more money.
I mean, they don't get more money for us either, so.
Really?
Yeah, it's only if you're, like, 16.
No, I'm pretty sure on their, like, W-2s and shit like that, you get more money.
Oh, you mean from, like, normal taxes. No, yeah, you're right. Yeah. I thought you meant from, like, this, like, whatever the $2 trillion fucking thing is.
It's
so much money, dude.
Here's an idea.
What?
Let's stop talking about taxes.
Dude, everybody loves taxes.
All right, guys, welcome back to Half Past Taxes.
Oh.
Here we're going to talk about
two former H&R Block employees.
So, yeah, my name's Todd. This is Bill. I like to sit back real far, lean back, because, you know, I'm cool. I got an anterior hunch in the back of me. Anterior is a word for the front, so none of that makes sense. But, you know, I just make those roll. Things just go with me. We worked at H&R Block. I was actually the front desk assistant.
Oh, shit.
He's the only one that actually
worked. You weren't even that. You weren't even somebody who did taxes.
You don't even do my taxes. But, yeah. What do you think about Don?
Oh, the Don, bro?
And Beaton.
You know, Donald...
Feel the burn, bro!
What the fuck? Did you say Don and Beaton? Is that supposed to be Biden? Holy shit.
Dude, I'm Todd. I just make things roll. I mean, I hope my name's Todd. I think that's
what I don't remember. I don't fucking know. Something with a T.
Tom.
Was Kelly. It Tom? Okay, Kelly. That's... We've gone too far. We've gone too far into taxes. This is not right.
Fuck. Well... Dumbo over here was like, oh, but surprise him next week. Big boy over here. And
listen,
do you want to talk you. About that, okay. Or you just want to not talk
First about of all, I ordered it. It was cool. It is still cool. I like it. I've never had a Mac before.
It's excessive.
It's not excessive. It's beautiful. It's
excessive.
And then, basically, well, okay, first
basically,
I ordered
he doesn't
it.
Even, he's an awful Geek Squad agent.
Shut up.
He doesn't even exactly know how to work on Mac.
Hey, I know what the issue is, though, and I told you about the issue.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't even
know
what
the issue
what
is. I just can't
about.
Fix it because
Geek
I'm
Squad
literally
agents
not.
Are meant to fix
wow,
things.
Wow, how dare you? How fucking dare you? This is why we're on quarantine right now.
We're actually on quarantine because of a respiratory plague.
Well, I meant like Geek Squad. Never mind. Fucking. Anyways, I ordered that shit. I was supposed to get financing for it. They're like, hey, you don't get financing for that. I was like, wait a second. I called, and they're like, hey, you got the financing. I'm like, cool. And I have no idea if I actually did, because I have no paperwork showing that I got the financing. So, I may be returning it in a week. So
clearly you we'll got it for free. It
oh, obviously, yeah. Because they didn't show me any receipt. They're like, oh, yeah, this is just yours, bro.
It's free, cool. Dude. Obviously. It's just how things go. There's no price tag on it. You just take it. That's just how things
work. Dude, those are the worst customers who come in. They're like, they scan it once. It doesn't scan up. Looks like it's free. Oh, thanks, John. I haven't heard that joke from seven other people. Older white men.
Oh, my God, dude. When I worked at Menards, I can't think of one off the top of my head, but those classic customer punchlines just...
They're awful.
I can't even people, think one, but
I
if they just say
that's
something,
a, that's
you just
the
look at them, we're like, you need to die.
You need to leave, sir. You're no longer wanted in this establishment.
God.
Yeah.
Fuck.
But, moral of the story, I bought the MacBook, and I can't even use it for the podcast, because... The HyperX headphones, their serial numbers are shown as the same thing in the stupid system.
So basically, he's a beta male and can't get it to work.
Listen, I talk to HyperX. They're like, hey, 2 days, we'll respond to your email. I'm like, cool, it's fine with me. It's been 4 days. I've gotten nothing. HyperX, how dare you? I'm just kidding. You guys are probably normally fine, but since it's Corona, I'm giving
HyperX.
You this pass.
HyperX. Your only hope. We need the MacBook to work.
We do, dear God. This has already not worked like 3 times since I brought it down here.
It's okay. We're good.
We're great.
It is a cool computer. He actually designed some really cool channel art on the MacBook.
Which you'll see if you go to the YouTube channel.
Subscribe Half Passion.
Please, dear
YouTube.
God, please. Yeah. We need more.
Yeah. It's actually... proven by many, many smart doctors, a lot of people. They're
nine
really
out of 10 dentists.
9 out of 10 dentists. They're tremendous. Don't get me wrong. They all say that if you subscribe to the Half Past Sheep podcast on YouTube,
it increases your chance of survival.
Yeah. It literally
at least
boosts your
10%.
Immune system by like 1,000,000%, and it will kill the coronavirus instantly. So.
Yeah, as soon as you do that, it's like having a vaccine.
Subscribe.
But like not.
Fucking subscribe.
Please, dear God.
Also, where the fuck are our Spotify listeners?
Where have you gone?
Like, Our first episode comes out, right? And we are swamped with only Spotify listeners. We have maybe like a few Apple Podcast guys. And then just slowly as it goes, they just start filing out. They're like, fuck these guys.
It wasn't even slowly. It was just like at first it got to like the first 10. And then after that, it was fucking gone.
Three episodes, we had Spotify listeners. And then just, as it went on, they just fucking vanished. And for like two episodes, like a few popped up. And then that's it. Like, fuck, man. Dude.
And when the podcast needed them most, they vanished. I don't know. I hope they can hear that. That'd be really funny. Dude,
but, what's it called? Last episode fucking blew up.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Fucking blew up.
Yeah. I don't know why. I do know why, because we're fucking awesome,
Well, obviously. Within, like, the first day, we got, like, double the views we normally do in the first day, and we're just like, yo. Please
tell us what we're doing right. Dear God, help us.
What could be a factor is that people are stuck in their houses, and they're like, well, I might as well listen to these two fags, so.
Jesus. Yeah, you're probably right.
Hey, we use the explicit badge. We might as well fucking...
We might as well use that shit.
Get our fucking use out of it.
This isn't the PG-13 where you have one fuck and you're good. No, we're using everything we can.
Hell nah. Mm-hmm. I forgot that was a rule. I remember like in a movie they say like two fucks. Like, rated R.
That was in, what was it? One of the X-Men, one of the newer X-Men's with, the like younger Magneto and fucking Professor X. And they go to Logan and they're like, hey, can we get you? And he's like, fuck off. And that was like the one F-bomb they used in the entire movie.
Listen.
I was like, worth it.
I know nothing about the X-Men movies. I've seen all of them. The only one I can remember is Origins and the scene in like the second one where he flicks him off with the...
That was in the first one.
Maybe the first one or whatever. And all I'm telling you right now is this might infuriate a ton of people, but all I'm saying is that the Teen Titans would whoop the X-Men's ass.
We're not getting into this again, motherfucker.
The Teen Titans would fucking beat the living shit out of them. We are not
getting into this again.
I could assemble a Teen Titans team that will beat the fuck out of them.
We already have gone over this.
Dude, I'll even take the generic Teen Titans cartoon team, and they'll fucking mop the floor.
No.
You know what? We'll fucking talk about that later because that's just infuriating. Leave comments and comments on the Instagram about who you think will win. And we're going to debate that shit someday.
Oh, shit. Instead of a top five, we can do a fucking versus or some shit. No.
Look, Teen Titans would beat the fuck out of X-Men.
No, sir.
Dude.
Okay. We're going to do a top five, but instead of the top five, it's going to be X-Men versus Teen Titans, and people will vote on who they think.
Starfire would fucking beat the shit out of the Storm, pussy bitch.
Nope.
The only one that poses a threat is Wolverine because of his fucking...
healing factor.
Yeah, but Cyborg's got him easy. Nope. Easy money.
Nope.
Dude, they got Raven too?
False.
Raven is a beast.
False. I'm not getting into this, but one day we will get into this and we will explain our sides. No. We will write comprehensive essays and we will argue this.
It also depends on what Teen Titans we're talking about. But I guess it depends on what X-Men. Yeah, because it's probably like Ultra Mega X-Men or some bullshit.
Ultra, the Uncanny X-Men. I don't know if that was a thing. I remember Uncanny something was a thing.
Uncanny.
I think it was X-Men, right? Yeah.
I don't know. Marvel Comics are dumb. What?
Whoa.
What?
No,
I'm kidding. I don't read them, so.
How fucking dare you?
I actually own the Death of Wolverine comics, but I came across like a video on YouTube this week where I was like, top 10 strongest alternative versions of Batman. And number 10 was Darkclaw, which is basically when Marvel... bless you. Get the bless you. Get the bless
Thank
you.
Jeez, why did you turn into like the fucking Pope?
I don't know. Yeah, yeah.
All right, so continue, Batman.
He's Darkclaw. I think I'm getting his name right. I'm pretty sure it's Darkclaw. I don't fucking know. It's
Darkclaw?
Darkclaw. It's basically Wolverine and Batman mixed together when Marvel and DC decided to be friends for like a year or some shit back in the 90s.
Okay.
And, dude, how is that number 10? It's basically Wolverine's abilities with Batman. It's basically the guy that hypothetically could beat anyone with a healing factor, which is like the best power, and his bones are adamantium or whatever. What is it?
Adamantium.
Adamantium. Right. With fucking claws, bro.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
That is number one for sure. They're like, number one?
Well, who was number one?
The Batman Who Laughs.
Is that really what it was?
I mean, like, yeah, but...
I understand.
Darkclaw would beat the fuck out of him.
Yeah,
the Flash Batman would just go fast and rip his heart out.
Was the Flash Batman at least on the list?
I don't remember.
The Flash Man?
I think his name was like...
Batflash?
Bat Flash McGee or something like
that. Oh, I love it.
Actually, I think he was like Dark Red or Crimson Dark.
Crimson Dark? That actually kind of sounds
that's
cool.
Not. It's not Crimson Dark.
Well, of course it's not. The one I think sounded kind of cool.
Yeah, I mean, it's a little far-fetched, but it kind of works.
Comics have a little bit of far-fetched stuff. If it's a multiverse... Everything will happen has happened.
But I want to say that DC has like a limited multiverse where there's like certain universes, like a certain number of them or something, which is kind of interesting, I guess. But
you know what I've been like fucking like addicted to for some reason?
But
Marvel's Strike Force, fucking mobile game.
I hate mobile games just because you have to pay to win.
So do I, but I have not spent anything on this game, and it's pretty good so far. Yeah, I thought it was fun. I don't know if you've played like the Star Wars one that they had. That was kind of like a turn-based one.
Nah, fuck that shit.
It's kind of the same thing, but I think the Marvel one's better.
The only game that I played like that was Injustice back in the day, the first one, which is actually a pretty badass mobile game. It's just like you tap and fight. It's basically just like the fucking video game.
Yeah, but that one is more of like you're still like fucking 2D. Fighting and shit. Oh, is that one turn based? Don't think so.
No.
You don't like take turns back and forth.
It's so good. It's really good.
Maybe I will play that. Is it even still up?
Is it still a thing? I'm pretty sure it's still up, but they have the second one out and the second one sucks ass.
Oh. I hate when they do that. It's like one like good game, they're like, wow, this was good. Maybe we should change it up a little and then make it awful. Or they're like, oh, wow, people really like this. Let's add a bunch of microtransactions so they pay us a bunch of money for everything.
Fucking EA. Well, basically what happened with Injustice is, like, they had, like, cards as characters, and they had, like, a ton of different characters, which was cool because they had, like, every version of the Joker. They had, like, every version of the Batman. Like, they would have, like, Arrow from the Arrow TV show in it, and then you can fight against, like, Batman from Batman versus Superman, or like Batman from the comic books or something, which was cool because there's all of them. And they come out with this fucking game. I don't know if it was like that on the console. I'm pretty sure it was like that on the console, but they come out with the second one and it's just like limited characters and like, I don't know. It's just whatever.
It's lame.
It is lame. I mean, Mortal Kombat 11 looks really fun though.
I have not played it at all, and I haven't played a Mortal Kombat since like maybe like Mortal Kombat like 8. Maybe nine.
Last Mortal Kombat I played was probably on the Wii.
They had Mortal Kombat on the Wii?
Yeah, I think like Mortal Kombat 7, maybe? Because I know nine was...
There's 11 of them, and I don't know where the other 10 have gone. Yeah. I don't know what I've played.
You know, there is actually a masterpiece that came out of that. The movie...
Oh, yes.
Yes, it's actually coming back on a Netflix instant watch.
Is it really? I actually want to watch it because I want to know if I, like...
I don't even remember watching it. Same with the Spawn movie, like...
Literally, dude. I was like, those are just good. And then, like, I watched it, I'm like, wow, what the fuck
Let me tell the story.
Is this?
Basically, we both were like, yeah, Spawn is cool. Like, we both don't really know a ton about him, but we've seen the movie, and we're like, yeah, it's a cool-ass character. And we're like, yeah, the movie was sick, bro. We both watched when we were younger. Long story short, we watched it and we're just like, this is a CGI like monstrosity.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. And we didn't even get in like 10 minutes, I don't think.
The introduction was too much.
Yeah, just the intro was like, what the fuck is this?
It was 90s. It was made in the 90s, right?
I think so.
Or early 2000s. Era intros.
Maybe late 90s.
Like a Batman Beyond type intro is just fucking too much, dude.
Yeah. Yeah, that's basically what it was. It was like the Batman Beyond intro, but... See, that can get away because it's an animated thing, but this was, like, real life mixed with just horrible CGI that I thought at the time looked amazing. When you're a kid, you're like, wow, that fucking looks great. Like, real life.
I know, dude. I remember being a kid and watching, like, cartoons or a movie, and there's, like, 30 minutes of, like, credits in the beginning.
Yeah.
And you're just, like, sitting there not knowing how to work the TV remote as a little kid. Like, hurry up!
What is that? We just watched something that was like that. What was that?
Fuck, what hat? I think it might have been Batman Under the Red Hood. I was, like, watching it.
Yeah,
with you.
You're right. Oh, we and never had, like, finished that!
Yeah, we started a little bit of it.
Yeah, that was it. Because we literally... our internet is famously awful in my room.
Well, it's awful everywhere, but for some reason, their room is like a fucking dead spot.
Yeah, literally, it's like a horrible dead zone.
We'll be playing fucking Call of Duty, too.
Yeah, perfectly fine, and all of a sudden, just instantly just fucking out of the game. It's like, oh, alrighty. And that's really what was happening. We literally watched all of the credits that right after the credits were done, it decided to die. And we just watched, like, we watched the same scene, like, 20 times because I had to keep reconnecting it to the internet just for it to die again. I was like,
we ended up just watching Dragon Ball Z.
It was the better of the two. Just kidding. I actually still want to watch that movie.
Currently, we did watch a little bit of it, but we're probably not going to do we're not doing Culture Corner this week.
No. We haven't gotten far enough in. We're still in the middle of Goku. What just fucking got the end of Snake Way?
Yeah, please recap what happened because I remember it, but I'm kind of he basically arrived. We're fucking doing it pretty much. Whatever. I'll just talk a little bit about it. He basically arrived to the little planet that has like a really strong gravity. He takes his weighted clothing off and he can run now. There's like a little monkey bubbles, right. Yeah, all that
bubbles
shit. Okay, and then there he's explaining how the Saiyans are like 20 times more powerful.
Yeah, Saiyans are fucking stronger than me. You need to get stronger than me before Gohan, you leave.
Okay, I totally remember what happened.
Let's see, you're like, I don't remember what happened, and then literally and then, fucking explain everything that happened.
It's fuzzy, dude. I don't know, man. I was tired. You know what I watched today, or I've been watching? There's this Aaron. Do you know what Aaron Hernandez is?
Do I know what he is? No,
who he is? Did I say what?
You said you know
who Aaron Hernandez.
Watch, we're gonna go back, and you're gonna actually say who, and I'm gonna want to shoot myself.
It doesn't matter.
I've heard the name. Oh, was that the documentary you've watched or something? Yeah, it's like
a. Well, he's not a documentary, but
did I said a?
No,
I
was just
being. Oh, I was gonna say
making a stupid joke.
You're being
that's
me.
That's the type of jokes you make. Totally throws you off your train of thought. You're like, wait, what?
Perfect. It's beautiful.
I mean,
he's like a football player.
Yeah,
right?
He was a football player, and it's weird because he killed someone, or he basically killed a bunch of people and was like fucking played in the NFL season, which is I don't know because I don't want to spoil it.
Will I ever watch it?
I mean, it fucking was famous court case. Yeah, I mean.
That I don't know about.
Basically, he was arrested for something and then, like, trying to like, they didn't really have enough proof, even though they kind of had a lot. And then they find out that he was hiding a car that was involved in another murder and stuff. And then more you deep into his past, like, being a football player, they, like, cover your stuff up. So he had a bunch of, like, weird incidents. And then there were, like, the area he was, like, there was a, like, Hawaiian or Mexican, he's Mexican, Mexican-looking guy that, like, shot at someone's car. Like, he's just, like, I haven't finished it yet, but at the first episode I felt bad because, like, I was like, this fucking idiot ruined his life because he just killed someone, which is horrible. But, I don't know, I just felt bad. And then you come to it where he's just, like,
off the rails.
Dude, he's gay, too. Like, I don't know. He was trying to suppress his gayness so much. I really haven't gotten to that too much. Okay. But
well, I mean, at the time, it makes sense for that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Because, like, when you... At the time, gay was not very well, accepted.
No. I mean, it was, like, around now. It wasn't, like...
I mean, but even then, like,
in the football
still,
community, yeah. No,
especially in that kind of community, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, like, it's kind of weird to be in, I guess they would feel weird to be in the locker room. I don't know, I don't know if there's many gay football players right now. I know they have one in the documentary talking how he's, like, he tried to, like, suppress being gay, like, on purpose, like, getting really, whatever, that's beyond the topic, we don't need to go into that topic.
We're getting very political here.
Dude, but long story short, he basically killed himself in prison, because I know what happened, because I heard it in the news when it happened, but it's interesting, because he killed himself, because he got signed a humongous contract with the Patriots. He was a Patriot tight end.
Oh, okay.
And which makes it even weirder, because they're all just like Tom Brady, and they're all like, oh. Like, fuck. He killed himself because your contract, they don't have to pay you if you're convicted of a felony, but he killed himself right before it went through, so all his daughter got all of that money.
Oh, shit.
So I was like, that was kind of smart, but maybe did but, like, he do awful. That because of that?
Yeah, right.
But I mean, dude, honestly, that's probably the best thing you can do for your daughter at that point.
I mean, yeah, don't get me wrong. Yeah, that's true.
Because you're just not going to be in her life regardless. He has life in prison.
Oh, was it life in prison? Shit.
I think it was like, I haven't gotten to the end of it, but I'm pretty sure they're going to ping three murders on him. So I'm pretty sure
he
would have
fucked. Yeah,
one murder, I mean, OJ got out, so.
Dude, yeah, but he wasn't convicted, though.
Oh, yeah. He got arrested. He got put in jail because he tried to steal some shit like an idiot or something.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't looked into that.
Dude, I saw a tweet where, I don't know if this was fake because they always fake tweets or not, but I think my friend told me it was real. I'll actually look it up, but I'll explain it to you. Sorry.
Click-clacking away over there. Maybe you actually did do taxes at H&R Block. The name's Todd. Todd Howard? Creator of beloved Bethesda games Skyrim?
No, man, I wear snapbacks around a longboard to work.
I don't think any H&R Block employee longboards to work with snapbacks on.
Yeah, the receptionist, man.
Oh, you're right.
I eat Taco Bell's cheesy gordillas for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Dude, cheesy gordita crunches are
I hope they can hear me when I'm fucking doing this.
I have no idea. Bit. I'm not going to lie on this like little sound thing. It's fucking small as shit, so we'll see if they can hear you.
Well, if you if you can't hear me doing the bit, that'll be so sick.
If you can hear him, subscribe. That little meaty slap was a fist bump that I did to with myself.
You know what we can do now since we're not using Anchor's fantastic editing?
Dude, it's wonderful.
Yeah, it's so good.
So great.
Dude,
we're not using
Anchor.
It.
But we're not using it now, so we can actually edit it and raise the volume so they can hear me.
Oh, shit. So you're right. We're going to do some awesome editing. They're going to get in. It's not going to be edited at all.
Yeah, probably. It's just going to be me like...
Oh, keep it secret. Keep it safe.
My name's Todd. I shop at Hot Topic.
Oh, God. Hey, I resent that. I actually shop at Hot Topic, bruh.
I smoke CBD.
Oh, God.
Anyways, OJ tweeted, I think, at April Fool's, where he's like, I did it or something. April Fool's. And I'm just like,
oh, my God.
I think he did. He might have not. I'm trying to look it up.
It has to be fake. There's no way he did that. There is no way he fucking did that.
Fuck.
It has to be fake.
It has to be fake. All right, dude. Let's get into some topics real quick. I'm sure these people, if you're still listening, you're not fed up of us. We love you.
We want to give you some more of our of us.
And if you love us even more, hit up our Patreon.
Wait.
Give us your money. Help us get to our goal of eating a bag of hot Cheetos. We currently are, I think, well, we've made $1.30 in ad revenue.
Very nice.
But they take 30% and a 25-cent transfer fee.
So that's like, this is like $1.05 after the transfer fee and then 30%. We're at like almost like 70 cents.
So
still.
Realistically, we need like $1.70, right? Right?
Is that like, yeah, that like $70, right? 80, something like that.
With tax, the chips would be like $1 something.
With tax. We're like calculating how much we need from ad revenue to get a fucking bag of chips.
Yeah, but hit up our Patreon,
hey,
bro.
Money's tight these days.
Dude, think about it. You donate us $1.
That feeds us for, like,
we buy chips. Just think about that. Just picture that. All right, look. If anyone donates any amount of money, we will do a face reveal.
Oh, shit.
And I don't know if he's comfortable with that, but we're doing it.
Oh, shit.
If someone donates, I'm going to post two selfies of our faces
on the
Instagram story. It will not be up forever, but you will see what our faces are.
Oh, no. Dude. We can do individualized selfies.
Or we can, like, take the selfies and, like, scatter them in, like, little sections of the photos. That's a stupid idea.
And be like, piece them together.
Oh, yeah. No. We're going to send you guys links to a puzzle. And you're going to buy the puzzle online. And all the money goes to us.
For our chip fund.
Yep. Dude, trust me. Chips and toilet paper. But,
And I guess fucking Nintendo Switch lights. Because those things people, like, selling online for, like, $500, they're only $200.
What the fuck?
Yeah. They're out of stock everywhere, basically.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Best Buy completely sold out. It literally says company-wide, like, we don't have any.
Shit.
Yeah.
You gonna smuggle me one?
We already have a Switch.
Oh, my God, dude. I'm sorry. I just had, like, an aneurysm. I thought you said Nintendo DS.
They don't make the DS anymore.
Dude, I don't know what's wrong with it.
I mean, maybe they probably still have the 3DS, but I don't think anybody really uses it that much. Please let us know if you use the 3DS.
I mean,
I still have mine. I have not touched it in years.
I mean, I bet you some Pokemon players use it still.
Yeah, the other ones. Yeah, that's true. That's true. The true Pokemon players, because, you know, I was going to say Sun and Moon. What the fuck are these ones called?
Sword and Shield.
Sword and Shield is.
Dude, okay, so I'm going to put this out here right now. And I have a thing that you don't even know about that I'm going to see if you want to like it. So we're going to add a new part to our channel. We're going to do some gameplays.
I hate it. No, I'm just kidding.
We're doing gameplays.
Gameplays? I like it.
Yeah. Gameplays. So we're for sure going to do, we were thinking.
Like you said, you don't know if I'm going to like it. The guy who plays video games 24/7.
No. The next thing I'll tell you.
Oh, okay.
So originally we wanted to just wait until the Skywalker Saga, like Lego game came out just did a gameplay of that, which would have been cool. Basically our gameplays are just going to be the podcast, but with a game on YouTube. So, I mean, we could even take the audio, upload it to Spotify and that stuff, and just make it gameplay or something, like audio.
We'll see, because...
That might be stupid, but...
That might be stupid.
Yeah, that probably is.
We'll just put it on YouTube and capture the fucking game.
Yeah. But
like
now
normal
that we're
people.
Talking...
Oh, yes, continue, sorry.
Should we do a gameplay of Sword and Shield? The Hapeshi where we like collectively play together. Or is that
I'm
stupid?
Down.
I'm down. I'm down for that.
I'm totally down for
Let
that.
Let us know if you're down for that.
I mean,
that.
I've played most of it, and you've played absolutely none of it, and all I did was show you some of the Pokemon. You said they look stupid, so I'm excited to watch you play it.
Well, I feel like that will be kind of fun, me kind of baking it, because I am what you call a boomer in the Pokemon universe. I'm not a fan of the last two generations.
Sun and Moon I thought was fine.
Look, man, I'm not going to be a fan of the generation unless the starters are good. The starters are the foundations for the entire generation.
You don't like my boy Decidueye?
No.
I love Decidueye,
Wait, hold
bitch.
On. What the fuck is Decidueye?
That's the leaf owl with shoots arrows
yeah,
from
he's
his...
Yeah, he's badass.
Yeah, that's right,
so
motherfucker.
Badass. But who are the other two starters?
Popplio and...
the Fire Cat, right?
Yeah, the Fire Cat. Incineroar is not that bad.
Is cool, and then turns into a fighting fire type again, which should have been Dark Fire.
Yeah,
it's so
I
dumb.
Thought he was
and he
dark.
Could have been like a cool big.
Yeah, that
like,
made him like a weird wrestler.
He could have been like a big tiger, or not like he could have been like a kind of like a tiger thing. Like
I mean, he
cool
is
line.
Kind of like a.
He's
tiger-ish.
Like on legs, like a human, like a fucking idiot.
Oh, those fucking human idiots, am I right?
Look, man, it's hard to beat it. I mean, honestly, I feel like I could come up with better starters than these fucks. But, dude, oh my god, I. Whatever.
Are you paid millions to make horrible mistakes? I don't think so.
Dude, it doesn't get much better than Diamond and Pearl, and the first four generations have flawless starters. I will say the fifth generation is meh.
I will say, I don't know.
They fucked up Turtwig. Not Turtwig. Turtwig is fantastic.
Well, I know, yeah.
What is the pig?
Oh, Tepig.
Tepig. See, I kind of got that messed up.
Yeah, Emberor at the end.
Tepig is cool, like the first stage, and then it just gets awful. Like, they could have made him, like, a cool boar with, like, big-ass husks and stuff. Like
yeah, I didn't like him
shit.
That much, I will say.
And same remember. With the seal. Like, he's... Actually, I think he's pretty cool.
The fuck is the seal?
The seal dude with, like, the tusks and shit? Like...
Who the fuck are you talking about?
The water
about?
Starter, bro. For Gen 5?
Am I, like, having a stroke
yeah,
right
you're,
now?
Yeah, it's Ocelot. Like, the little...
Oh, yeah, Ocelot, that's a fucking right? otter, motherfucker.
Well, he turns into, like, more of a seal at the
He
end.
Turned into Samurott or whatever, which is, like, a bigger fucking otter, kind of.
Hold on.
He still has legs, so he's not a seal. Right,
whatever. You know more about the newer gems.
Yeah, that's right,
me.
Motherfucker. Don't test my law. No, fuck.
But, dude, and, like, he's just a water type. He should have been, like, maybe, like, a water ice type or something.
Yeah, water steel. I think he is water steel. No, I don't think he is. He should have been water steel. That would have worked.
Something. Like, something. Right? I don't like when they... do the types again. Like, you gotta get creative,
like,
dude.
They should have did grass fighting and made a good one, because the other one was a horrible chestnut, which just looked like a giant chestnut with legs and arms. Remember that? If they
Isn't
just
that the Greninja one?
I think so, yeah. That's with Greninja.
See, Greninja is awesome. You take
Greninja
dark
awesome.
And water and make a ninja frog. How amazing is that? And then the fox psychic one is actually cool.
Del Fox is
cool. I like Del Fox, yeah, and she's like
cool.
a fox like wizard kind of. That's cool, man.
Yeah, I thought that was cool.
Dude, who fucking made? Who let Zack Snyder make a... Zack, we'll give you one thing, and you got to keep your hands off the Pokemon franchise. I want to make a Grass starter. Okay, fine. Let's see. Oh,
what do you want?
Jesus Christ. Everyone circle up.
What do you want? A grass fighting?
We gotta get him out!
No, wait.
We gotta do everything we can to get him out! You saw what he did to Batman v Superman!
They were like, what's the typing at least? And he's like, grass fighting? They're like, oh.
Well, okay, that's interesting. Yeah, that's cool, man.
Let's take a look. Oh, fuck. That's literally what basically happened in the
So what
order.
Was he in the... Well, I think his first evolution was fine. Like, he could have just...
Yeah, it was. And then he turned into a giant... He literally basically, like, if you take a chestnut, make it big, put a head, an arm, and two legs on it. That's literally all it is.
Aren't all the starters animals, though?
Well, that's what I'm saying. If you take animal body parts of a head, legs, and arms, and you throw it on a fucking giant chestnut, you basically get whatever that thing is. Chestnut, or whatever it is.
Why?
I don't know. It's fucking stupid.
I don't really remember. I remember
they
I
should have taken. Sorry, give me a second. Give me 1 second here.
Dude, go ahead.
They should have taken.
I wasn't planning on this being a Pokemon episode.
I don't care. This is happening. They should have taken the grass.
Wait. We are gonna talk a shit ton about Star Wars, so please stay tuned.
Please, dear God.
If you're not a Pokemon fan, just
become
we
one.
We love you. Donate to our Patreon and subscribe. Go ahead.
Grookey should have became a grass Grookey? Monk, the new one from Sword and Shield.
Okay, you gotta refresh me on this.
So Grookey is the
here. Hold on.
The like little monkey boy.
The power of the interweb.
The green monkey man with a stick. The fucking just hits people with it.
Pokemon starter. Dude, and Pokemon is so good. And
I know.
And then they fucked up Let's Go Pikachu with the stupid catching mechanics.
Oh my God. They really did.
Oh, what are these?
No, they're not that bad. Okay.
Wait, hold on. Let me get my like thoughts on these three. Just from looking at these guys. I haven't even looked at them ever just because I've checked out of Pokemon pretty much. I love the first four. First five is good. Black and White are great games.
I do like Black and White, actually. And then Black and White 2 just ruined
the Pokemon. Yeah, it's okay. But
I never played them, though.
Honestly, X and Y is good, too. I like X and Y.
Yeah, I will like say people slept on that one, for sure. Because that's when they put in Mega Evolutions, actually. That's really cool.
Yeah, Mega Evolutions. And then they ruined it with Z-types and then all the
Literally, Mega
types.
Evolutions was the newest, best thing they have ever done in Pokemon in, like, years. Z-moves. And they were like, why don't we take all that out? And make Z moves.
I thought we made a deal, Zach. You never come back.
I want Z moves. I want your person to dance like a hula person. And your Pokemon to slam dunk on the
phone. I would like to introduce you to your new CEO of the operation, Zach Snyder.
Mr.
What? I thought we got rid of him.
Is a Mr. Snyder here? Dear God.
Okay. Regrouping. So, the grass starter looks kind of like a monkey.
Yeah, he's like Grookey is his name.
Which is cool, and people are going to be like, oh, well, we already have Infernape. Well, there's so many different kind of monkeys.
He's a fire monkey.
And he's an ape.
Grass monkey.
They're all apes, but he's like a chimpanzee. Excuse me, that's what I was trying to say. He's a chimpanzee. He could have been any other monkey, dude.
Exactly.
And he could have been a grass-fighting monkey, which would have been
because he has a little stick, right? You see a little stick he has?
Yeah, in his
so
head.
So if he was to grow up,
final evolution
if he was to grow up, and have a giant staff instead.
All right.
And be a slender, grass-fighting monkey. That would have been the coolest thing.
With some, like, big fists or something?
Exactly. Just holding a staff and he fucking flips it around and shit.
All right. Let's do a thing where I'm going to talk about the starters, and then I'm going to go look at the second evolutions and the third evolution.
Okay, can I tell you right now?
Go ahead.
Grookey is the one that had the most potential in the beginning.
Yeah.
And it completely shit the bed later.
Oh, my God.
Scorbunny, I actually hate his beginning one. He just looks like a Digimon.
Dude, they did such a... in theory, you're like, okay, we're going to do a grass monkey, a fire bunny, and a water lizard. You're like, sweet, that sounds fantastic.
That is really cool.
But they just failed. The monkey looks really good.
I will say...
The water type's whatever, but it's like...
Yeah, but at the end, Sobble's my favorite.
Ooh, and I mean, no one knows here, but Mike's a fire type guy. I'm the water type guy. I always pick the water type. Maybe I'll pick a Cyndaquil because I got a special place for Typhlosion. He was my first EX Pokemon card.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
I think I've only ever chosen a water type one other time, and it was Greninja. And that's because it's a no-brainer to pick Greninja at that generation.
Dude, but that fire. I really like the fire.
Delphox is really cool. I was going to pick her, and then I saw Greninja. I was like, this guy's better.
So is Chestnut, where the fuck is bitch-ass name, just a grass type? Was he grass ground or something?
Wait, chest who? The one that I said looked ugly?
Yeah.
That was grass fighting. The one that was like big fucking chestnut thing. But it just...
All right, let's move past that. I don't want
to... We'll move past it.
All right, let me fucking...
After the ad break.
Oh, shit.
That's right. It's about that time.
Ad break. We'll be back with more Star Wars after the break. And we're back.
Back we are.
And I'm just thoroughly disappointed with these starters.
They're wonderful. They are beautiful.
All right, so from what I'm looking at, we got the grass starter monkey, great potential. Fire bunny, you look good. It looks like a Digimon. That's fine. I don't know. Fuck it.
It looks like a Digimon had sex with Sonic the Hedgehog.
Very true. And is white and red for some reason. Now, this lizard looks like it just got fucked in the ass by his uncle. Okay.
Leave him alone. He's Moving a great on. Man. Sobble.
Second stage.
I'm trying to remember what the other two... Actually, I don't know what the second stages are for grass and fire for Scorbunny and Grookey. I don't know what the second stages are.
dude, I can't even find them.
Bro, let me take a look.
Dude, it's showing me the other game. Okay,
let me look. Did you put newest generation?
I put new Pokemon starter second stage, and it's showing me, like, the owl and cat.
We'll put fucking, Sword and Shield. Yeah, there you go. Look at him click-clacking away.
Sword and Shield starter.
They're just gonna hear you just, like, whispering to yourself, Sword and Shield. That's also how I write. Yeah, I mean, I feel like everybody, like, even if you don't say it out loud in your head, you're going, I clicked something. Okay, your face just shows your disappointment. Wait, I seriously have not seen any photos of these guys. Did Heavy Shoes not found it?
Okay, here is. Are these them?
No, that is not them.
What the fuck, bro? You
go near the top. They were probably at the top. But you just didn't think it was actually them.
Like, is that it?
No, that's not it.
Okay, because I thought that was it. Look, dude.
What the fuck?
Are they just?
Wait a second.
What did I look up?
Something's not right here.
Starters and evolution.
All right, you're gonna make me look this up now.
Okay. Wait, this all makes sense. Scorch the big Chungus.
The big Chungus, but Scorch Chungus. I love it. Fuck. Let me look this up. Pokemans. Fucking.
Well, I found their final evolution, so how about I just talk about that and we just don't talk
no,
about
the No, no, we're going for the second.
You like look the water evolution?
The second one? No. Are you talking about the last one?
Yeah.
I think it's fine. Compared to all three, I think it's better. All
right.
Wait. No. Don't talk. Do not talk at all. I am finding this. Holy shit. Do they really not have... Just you want to know why they don't have pictures? It's because it's so fucking awful. All
right. They decided let me just talk about these third evolutions. And I'm going to go ahead and say, thank God I stopped paying attention to Pokemon. This grass starter is a monstrosity. They all look like Digimon. Why is the water type like sassy as fuck?
No, he's James Bond. He's Inteleon. He's like a spy waterman.
His name's Inteleon?
Yeah. I thought it was cool. I named him James Pond.
That's kind of badass. I can't lie.
Get it?
Not
like that. Oh, and he has like Gigantamax, which, by the way, is the stupidest name. Should have just kept Mega Evolutions. I don't know what's wrong with them.
It's called Gigantamax?
Gigantamax. They have Dynamax and Gigantamax. Dynamax is just where they literally
How
just...
How far they've fallen.
They just increase in size. And then...
Stop it. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, and then...
Just get big?
Yeah. And then Gigantamax is where they change kind of the form. So his form, he like... is like on top of a sniper tower basically, and he like snipes people. He shoots water out of his fingers.
So I will say the fire and grass type are absolutely horrifying. Probably the two worst starters ever.
Yeah, I can agree with that.
What typing are they? Just normal fire, water, grass?
I think so. Yeah, I don't think that. I think they just did straight like pure.
Which makes it even worse because the potential they have dragon. They can do a dragon starter. They could do a fairy starter.
Sirfetch'd. He's my boy.
Yeah, he's pretty cool.
We already have a fairy starter. A water fairy at that as well.
Oh, yeah, true.
Popplio
that yeah, turns into I mean, Primavera. But dude, they could do dragon. They could do so much.
Oh, wait. Okay, I found one of the second evolutions.
Get that out of my fucking face.
Raboot.
Get that out of my face, bro.
I think Raboot is his name.
That is so... Oh, yeah, I found that too. Oh, wait, here. I found the grass guy. Is that him?
Yep.
That's so stupid.
Long boy is the second one.
Dude, that
we need to just put these pictures like...
Dude, look at this guy. Look at how dope he looks.
That's what I'm saying. He would look so cool.
The concept art is so much better.
Dude, I was actually seeing some concept art. I was like, wow, this looks pretty cool.
Okay, here we go.
Yes, I love it.
Fuck.
We need to put some of these like meme pictures we found up on there.
Yeah, I'll keep the tab open and... through a compilation
of like
the
ones
we looked at.
Just so they know of Scorch Chungus.
Scorch Chungus. Dude, it's a little depressing how far Pokemon has fallen because it's so good, but I mean, I guess it is what it is.
I mean, to be fair, it's realistically not for us. It's for people who... It's for the kids that don't know.
As George Lucas would say, it's all for the kids.
It's all for 12-year-olds.
Fuck you, George Lucas.
Yeah, George Lucas, please stop saying those things. Because you're going to make Disney actually believe it. And they're going to make
it. Yeah, then they're going to start awful. Making those cartoons over and over again.
You know, they said they're actually not making a sequel to Solo.
Thank God.
Yeah, but I'm kind of sad because I had that was like Darth Maul back. So like, are they not going to do anything with Darth Maul now?
Wait, what? They're oh my God, that actually is horrible.
Yeah, right. Well, I mean, who knows? Maybe they're still going to do something with him.
Like, they action. Should make it because if the next one is good, then the first one's redeemed. Because like, if there's two movies and they're not like impactful and like the first one's bad, like Thor.
Yeah.
Like the second one is kind of shit, but you're like, whatever, man. The third one's fantastic. The first one's a good intro movie. It's like,
yeah, that's true. It's like, you know, whatever. Actually, a lot of people hate the first Thor.
Yeah, I know. And
I didn't hate it, but it wasn't like the greatest.
I don't know if time. How much time do we have?
We're 6 minutes in.
What was how long was the first clip?
37 minutes.
Quantum physics. Yeah.
Carry the three.
I mean, I guess I'll bring this up. What do you think about everyone? I recently checked out IGN's like top ranking all the Marvel movies.
Oh, I know what you're about to say.
And they're like, yo, so we got...
I know exactly what you're about to
we
say.
We got number 5, we got Black Panther, then we got Spider-Man 1, Spider-Man 2, and we got Endgame, Infinity War, and then Winter Soldier.
Yeah. Listen, first off...
It wasn't in that order, by the way.
I know,
it
was something I know. Along the line. But you know what, actually? I would rather have Winter Soldier in there than Black Panther. Not to say Black Panther is awful, but it's so overhyped that it's ridiculous. Because he's
black.
And sadly, that is true. It's literally true. That's the it's only reason why it got black. so popular. And don't get me wrong, it's still a great movie. Like, no, I still enjoyed great. It. Yeah,
it's definitely but, it's definitely not a top 5 for me, but no. It's definitely like a... It's definitely a top tier movie. It's
oh, for sure.
Fantastic.
They I did really the world it. And everything I love great. The overall great. Story of it was like... Pretty cool. Actually, no, I will say the story is actually pretty good. Fuck, actually, what I think about it is a good movie, but I wouldn't put it in my top 5 still. But it's...
Oh! Are we doing... No, no.
Oh,
no.
Top 5 Marvel movies out of fucking, like, 30?
I promise Star Wars! Only the Sith deal in absolutes.
So that means you... Wait, but that means you're a Sith then, if you're just promised Star Wars and you're dealing in absolutes. Sorry, that was my cringy joke for the podcast. All right, continue.
The dark side of the Force is a pathway to many abilities some consider to be unnatural.
We just rewatched Rise of Skywalker last night.
We did. Fuck, you know what? Fuck Winter Soldier. Not. I mean,
we'll talk about it a different.
Yeah, day. We'll.
We need to go into a different day.
I need to rewatch Winter Soldier.
Yeah, and then we'll come back.
I say we
fresh.
Rewatch it one day, and then we just talk about Marvel for like half that podcast.
I like it.
But we did rewatch Rise of Skywalker for the third time, and I will say, going into it, I was just kind of like, I don't want to watch it. I don't want to have to force myself to like a movie again, because I did like it, but I just constantly think of all the things that the movie could have been, and it just like upsets me.
Just like Last Jedi. Last Jedi is the worst for that, though. To be fair,
yeah. I don't understand people's point where it says The Last Jedi was the best part of the sequels.
Yeah, that came so out of left field. Like, people are like, this is the worst, it destroyed Star Wars. And all of a sudden, Rise of Skywalker comes out. The Last Jedi was the best out of all of the sequels.
Yeah, because, well...
I was like, what?
The whole thing, I'm pretty sure we've said it before, the whole thing that fucks up the sequels is... I mean, if you hate Rey, you hate Rey. It's already ruined for you.
Yeah, that's true.
Just fucking accept it.
Well, that's the thing, is that in the first one, even if you hated her from there, the second and third one could have easily redeemed her.
Yeah. And the second one was key, because it was... What fucked the ninth movie, in my opinion, were a few things. Leia's actress dying
fucked it up a lot.
Yeah, she couldn't really have a predominant role that she needed to have.
Yeah.
There was a little stupid dialogue in it, and there were some scenes that like we could have used, and then some scenes we didn't need. But that's all whatever. The thing that fucked it up is the fact that it had to make up for...
The seventh movie, yeah. It had to actually put plot where it needed to be. Where the seventh movie, again, I think we said this before, it's just a filler arc. It's literally just the middle that, like, you realistically... The only thing you'll really miss if you take it out is lightsaber breaking, Luke dying. It's Snoke dying, okay, those three. But, like, I mean, yeah, those are, you could say those are really big events, which they are. But, the again, those are only three small events that kind of happened in the movie that weren't really, like, huge, giant things, so to speak.
Yeah.
It was just kind of, like, the rest of the movie was just a filler. It was just, like, literally just there.
I will say, I do not like how they handled Snoke, being a clone, and I don't like how they handled Rey's parents. I feel like those were just kind of like forced in, kind of like Huntress.
And that's the thing. I think
Suicide Squad.
I don't think it was forced in. I think that was something they were planning on doing in the beginning. But what happened is, like we said, they had so much. Yeah, they had so much to make up for already. They couldn't. There's no way they could have threw that in the movie. Because then it would have been like 3.5 hours, and then people. I mean, don't get me wrong. I personally don't care if it was 3.5 hours. Probably would have watched it anyways.
But I would definitely watch.
That's what I'm saying. But everybody's like, can't watch over 3 hours.
Sorry, dude. Yeah, the prequels suck. OG for life. Oh God. Luke's so strong. You guys don't even know.
I mean, he actually is though.
I know.
We put him like in our top three.
I actually did read a thing how in the EU, when Palpatine came back, which he comes back in the EU, but I mean, I guess, whatever.
I heard he actually come back so much that it's just a joke at that point.
Well, the EU is a joke. It's basically really cool stuff, but it's a joke. It's just like too much. The thing I will say the EU has better that the canon doesn't have is obviously like the Old Republic and all that.
But that's what they're making up for.
Yeah.
The High Republic. Which
we're going to talk about in a split second.
What a segue!
But...
Wow, you're just destroying the segue now? I'm just kidding.
Continue. I did. I'm fucking demolishing it. I was just thinking about how many times I say and but. That's just like the biggest...
If you point that out, motherfucker, now I'm going to keep thinking that.
The biggest mindfuck on the planet. Just thinking about how many times to say button,
like, you know what's even worse? Like.
Oh, God.
Button, like, are like the three words.
But, like...
Oh.
But like, I don't know what I'm doing and I need to stop. But the thing I will say that.
Continue, please.
Hey, I'm Todd. And
oh my God. Bless. Is Todd going to be our guest star from now on?
The Last Jedi is the best Star Wars movie on the planet, we'll say. Maybe Phantom Menace. It's hard for me to pick.
As long as it's not that god awful Revenge of the Sith.
But fuck. Anyways, but fuck.
Oh my God! I was gonna say I can't believe you just did that.
I don't know why I'm just umming so much. I'm so sorry. This is absolutely ridiculous.
Take it out. It's okay.
Take it out.
Take
back.
A breather. Take a breather.
Who let the dogs out?
And you say I make cringy ass jokes, motherfucker.
Dude.
Continue on. High Republic. I don't care what you have to say anymore.
Has High Republic. This last 5 minutes. Jesus Christ.
Us slowly. It's quarantine, man. Can only take.
Changes a man. Fuck. They had more Skywalkers. There were more kids, which I liked.
What are you talking? Oh.
In the EU.
Oh yeah, they had like Jason and fucking Ben. Luke, didn't they have Ben Skywalker?
Yeah, Luke had a kid. And there were three solo children, which I thought was cooler, but I guess that would have been kind of hard to manage in a movie because you have, like, I don't know. It's just different. So.
All that lead up for just a I don't know, motherfucker?
No. So, the High Republic, guys. So. they recently released the names and a little bio of the High Republic main characters. We get to meet the Jedi Knights and Masters, and I sent you a link. You want to check it out?
Oh, bro, I have it up.
Okay. So, what I think this is really cool is because now we get to see more Jedis, but now it's just going to further piss me off of my ranking scaling.
Avar Chris!
What a fucking bitch. She just looks like a feminist.
To be honest, I actually thought this was more like a feminine-looking man, not going to lie.
Maybe because
it kind of looked like a king. No, it's a she. It's a she for sure. But yes, I agree. It's gonna throw off our rankings. It's gonna throw off everything much.
Because if this Avar Chris is like the head of Jedi but back to be then, fair, is she stronger than Yoda? Then?
So did the EU threw it off immensely compared to this.
You're right.
Because you had fucking other people.
Oh, what the fuck? I was trying to talk about earlier before I started going off on some sort of a tangent was Palpatine, when he came back to life in the EU, said that when he saw Luke Skywalker, because Luke was, when he met him again, he was further along with his training, like a Jedi Master at this point.
Right.
He said that he believes Anakin and Luke are matched in power, but Luke would have made a better Sith because of, like, maybe he didn't have light or some shit. And I didn't really read into it too much, but I thought that was interesting because we talked about the top five strongest Jedi.
I feel like Luke always had a darkness, so to speak.
Yeah, something.
Compared like to Anakin, always had.
What about Leia?
I mean, that's true. I mean, what about Leia?
Leia can fucking fly in space, bro.
Please don't bring that up. All
right, let's just continue with the High Republic, God. Which I think is a great idea. This is going to be
I think
cool.
It's going to be great. I'm really
I'm going to collect all the comic books.
Oh.
Oh, shit, it's April. That means I got to do my monthly comic haul.
You may. The comic run. It's going
on. I stopped
on.
Collecting the Darth Vader comics after they had that whole Padme thing in the second one. I just threw that comic
I don't
away.
Think it was that bad, but it was also kind of stupid because they built it up to be like nothing, basically.
Yeah, I knew it was going to be something. There's no way they're bringing Padme back in the fucking
comic I mean, to be fair, it would have been stupid to have her come back, but at that point, it was just stupid that they had that story plot in the beginning.
True that. True that. But yeah. All right, so our first character we got is a character named Avar Kriss. So from the appearance, she's a blonde-haired woman. They all have these cool like white robes with like a yellow like tone to it.
I think
like,
that's actually really cool. Kind of like a yellow goldish.
Yeah, it's like a uniform, which
it
I think
looks
is
like
awesome.
A knight. It basically looks like a
it
knight.
It looks so fucking dope. And she's got a green lightsaber, single blade, no anything special about it, but the hilt looks old and awesome.
Yeah, I can
think,
say that.
I think really, she looks really cool. And pretty much I'm going to summarize a little description of her. The most noble example of Jedihood. She's like a good person, whatever.
She always puts other people in front of herself.
Yeah.
Which is really
Does
cool.
it say she's a Jedi Master or a Knight?
I believe I think she's just a Knight. I don't see a...
Yeah, nothing.
Yeah, I don't see any
she
Master
might be a,
about it.
I'm pretty sure there's a guy that is like the equivalent to her. We'll come across that. And if he's a Master, we'll know.
Right, true.
And then we go down... Oh, by the way,
I would assume
this is on the Star Wars website. Just look up, what's it called, High Republic, and then it's like the first link.
Yeah, I think it's like
it's on the Star Wars website.
But I think she might be a master only because the last sentence is literally Avar Kriss is the best of the best. So I would assume she would be a master at that point if they're calling her the best of the best.
I think she is too. The article is called "Inside Star Wars: The High Republic Meet the Jedi Knights and Masters." So if you go to the second guy.
We got Loden Greatstorm.
So we got Loden Greatstorm.
What a fucking knight name.
He
what
looks
an
like a fucking beast. This guy has a yellow lightsaber, which now begs a question. Hopefully we get the explanation of the yellow blade. If
I really
it has
hope
like a
so,
significant meaning for really strong force users. He looks so fucking sick.
I think he looks really cool.
This guy, just think about like the potential of him versus like Mace Windu or something like
right.
in my hypothetical matchups. But he is a Jedi Master, obviously.
He's a Twi'lek, by the way.
A Twi'lek, that's his race. He's one of the best teachers in the Jedi Order, strong, wise, good sense of humor. Ooh, he's a chap. You can shoot the shit with him. Maybe we should have him on the cast.
He would enjoy Half-Past Sheev.
He doesn't even know who fucking Sheev is. I'm really interested to see if they like talk about the Chosen One or anything. Like the Chosen One will
that's
bring balance
true.
To the Force or something like that.
Or if they show like how the what's it called? The
Dude,
fucking,
I mean, like,
oh shit! I just remember they. I wonder if they're gonna go back to the planet that Luke was on because that was the first Jedi Temple when it had like the whole.
Dude, that will be so sick.
I wonder.
That will be so.
That would depend on if this is the beginning of the Jedi Order or not.
I don't think it is
because they said only it. Well, not only, but 200 years before Phantom Menace.
So I hope that they have some like ancient Sith and we get to see Exegol and stuff or possibly
that would be,
that'd
really,
be
cool.
Really cool, but. Basically, this guy is a unit. He's had multiple Padawans. He's got a fucking yellow lightsaber. He has a golden robe. He's got the normal robe that other lady had, but it's like a longer, more elegant robe. He probably doesn't fight as much. He's probably like the head of the council. And then he's got like a golden cape behind him.
He kind of looks like he'd be like the Grandmaster, to be honest. He'd be like what Yoda turns into.
Pretty much. But so far, he's my favorite out of the two we've looked at. All right, let's go to the next one. Ooh, okay. So we got
Keanu Reeves. What? No, I'm just kidding.
Keeve Trennis. Yeah. So
I don't know if we're saying this right.
Keeve Trennis. So she looks African Americanish, darker toned skin. She's got half her head shaved with long brown hair, but she has a different uniform. She has like a brown and white uniform, but with like the same type of like. Dude, she looks so cool.
I think
her,
she's
like,
probably
gauntlets.
A Jedi Knight, to be honest. Well, she, they, I feel like, sense. I think the other two are probably masters, and she's probably
she's
a Jedi Knight.
But the cool thing about this, which I am so fucking hyped to see, she's got a double-bladed green lightsaber, which we've never seen in canon.
No, yeah, not in canon.
Never.
No, it's true.
That's so cool, and maybe we could see some, I just think, that's just so nice. And I would have liked to see Rey with the double-sided blue lightsaber.
I think she's going to get, I think that yellow lightsaber is double-sided, I'm telling you. It's a thing.
I hope not.
Anyways. I think it is, but it would be cool.
Yeah, well.
I think her fighting style is perfect for double-sided lightsaber combat.
I just hope it doesn't change colors, like people are saying.
Well, like from yellow to like
green and blue, because when she turned it on, it like made two different colors and then went yellow.
That'd be really stupid.
So like she switched it, and listen, it went green,
I'm
blue,
really, really yellow. Upset that you just told me that, and I really hope that does not happen. Because that would be stupid, because I'm...
Zach, you get to do one thing in this movie. Oh, no.
Let the
light-changing lightsaber.
You know, when you take a prism through light, that's what I want to happen.
But, so basically,
we're just
yeah.
shitting on Zack Snyder on this podcast.
Well-deserved. She's a Jedi Knight for sure. Let's see. Do we got anything? Knowing many things, great things. Chris has done... Wait, who's Chris? Is Chris the first character that we met?
Yeah, of our Chris. Yeah.
So what does Chris have to do with her? There are many great things Chris has done.
She's starstruck. So she's like, she looks up to her a lot.
Okay, cool.
It's pretty cool, actually.
Stationed on Starlight Beacon.
I don't know what that is, but that's a pretty cool
name.
That
sounds really cool. She must learn to trust in herself as much as she trusts the Force.
Like, do we know more about this? Like, because this is all I'm reading. This is like the first, like... in-depth stuff I've been seeing from...
I mean, this article was posted on the 2nd, and today's the 4th, so...
Shit, I wonder if there's... Well, only because they're like Starlight Beacon, I'm like, should I know what this is?
Dude, if there's more...
We're going to research this shit out of this.
Yeah, we'll research and just keep talking about it, because this is a really cool topic.
Oh, for sure.
But if we go to the next guy, we got a nice young stallion right here, a nice young chap. First off, he looks like a white male, brown hair. He's got kind of the more traditional-looking robes, kind of like the first character. I'm judging by this, he's probably a Jedi Knight, I think.
Probably.
I can't tell.
I don't know. Well, this is the thing. Their robes make them look more like masters, but again...
Maybe that's it. Maybe her robes is like the Jedi Knight, and then that guy's is like the Grandmaster, and then these are like the Jedi...
It depends on how long your robe is.
Yeah, right? Or like how flowy it is.
Yeah.
But, so, the cool thing about this guy is he actually has a crossguard, a blue crossguard lightsaber, that but it's not...
Really
cool. It's not like Kylo Ren's with the light, the exhaust ports. It's just like a part of the hilt, so it's like... It looks like a sword with a hilt and the blade coming out.
I wonder if those are made of Beskar. Because it said Beskar can withhold lightsaber blasts or like hits. Because realistically, that crossguard would not help you if it's not made of a lightsaber resistant metal.
Oh, that is an interesting point, yeah.
And it does look silverish.
Yeah, right, because that's what you use the crossguard for, to block him from going to your hands.
Yeah, from going down, yeah.
Count Dooku probably should have used that.
Count Dooku should have took some pointers from Kylo Ren.
Dude,
obviously.
His name's Stellion Geos.
What a fucking alpha.
Stellion. Oh, he's a Jedi Master. He's a well-respected Jedi Master. He came up in the order with Avav Krit. Okay, so this is the guy. So they're both Jedi Masters. The first guy, the first girl and him came up together.
Right.
So they're like friends, Jedi Master friends. They work together and they are a powerhouse. Two noble heroes and actors,
so cool,
strong in the Force, and a natural teacher.
It's just giving me so much, like, knight.
I know.
Knight's, like, feelings. And I think that's really cool, because the other one was a little bit more samurai.
There's no reason why we can't get so many more different versions of Jedis and stuff in, like, comics and books.
Exactly,
there's no reason why we can't. But he's stationed at one of the Jedi Temple outposts on the distant planet of Kargon Venor.
I don't know what that is. That does not ring a bell for me.
That's interesting. A Jedi Temple outpost. What the fuck is a Jedi Temple outpost?
Well, probably like... Oh, yeah. What is a Jedi... Oh, I'm assuming just a Jedi Temple that's not like the main one. That's my assumption.
Yeah, right.
Because so realistically...
Is he the first blue lightsaber guy we see? Yeah, we see two greens and a yellow and a double
shit, yeah.
But we've only seen one normal lightsaber, really. A normal just green lightsaber. And then we got a yellow boy. We got a double-sided green.
A yellow boy.
Yeah, and then a blue cross guard. That's sick. True. All right, let's go to the next gal.
She looks like she's a Padawan. Yeah, I was going to say she looks
so
like
she's got green skin, blue eyes, black hair. She doesn't even have the... She's got, like, really basic-looking robes and a just basic single-bladed blue lightsaber. Her name is... Vern
is her like nickname, is why.
Yeah, Vern, and her last name is Roe, probably. Oh, okay, so she's a newly minted Jedi Knight.
Oh, so she's like a Padawan that just turned. Jedi
she was
Knight.
A Padawan to Stellion Geos. Oh, that's so sick. She was a Padawan to that fucking stud
the alpha above.
Yeah, he's an alpha for sure. That I see all the new Padawan dynamic.
At 16, she is one of the youngest knights in a generation.
That's awesome. It's
pretty cool.
I really hope we get to see Yoda, because how old is Yoda? Yoda's 900 years old, right?
Oh, yeah, 200? That means he's only 700.
That means he's in this generation.
Yeah, he has to be. Oh, shit. Teenage Yoda, here we come.
Wait, so how old would he be? It was 200 years
old. I think when he died, I want to say he was 900 years old.
So that means that he was like 800 something in the other one. Which, so let's
either
say
way, he's going to be at least 500.
Yeah, like at least
at the 500. Very least 500.
And Baby Yoda was 50, so that means that Baby Yoda would be like, would that mean he's like
10?
10?
I don't know how the, well, who that, knows how the,
that
I
mean, doesn't make sense, because that means that Yoda would be,
if you treat it, it's probably if you treat it like cats, but like yeah. opposite, because cats, like, they age them like 16 years.
He's probably like 30 in the first year. He's probably like realistically like 30.
Yeah,
probably. Dude, I really hope we get to see him. I think that would be absolutely fantastic.
We just see him be like completely awful and we're like, fuck. Yoda's dude, trash.
But that would be so cool. And that, I think it would be so cool if this yellow lightsaber dude was his master.
Yeah, because I don't think... Do we even know what Yoda's master
probably
was?
But I don't know. Not to my knowledge, I don't know.
Not in canon, at least.
Here. So those are all the Jedi they revealed. Let's see. I'm gonna click on a few of these links in the bottom.
Just to see if we can find something
five newer. Things we learned. What time are we at, bro?
26 minutes.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, boy.
Our movie reviews, homie.
Are we not doing them this week? Are we moving them out?
No, we'll do it. We'll do it.
You want to do it? Okay.
We
should probably,
Yeah, we should probably
just unfortunately cut off the Star Wars.
Yeah, sadly. So we'll talk a little more on High Republic.
The more I read about it, the more I'm actually really, really excited. I'm literally upset. I see a purple lightsaber. That they can't do any of this new stuff in a movie. Like, bruh.
Yeah.
Just make a fucking movie honestly, about it. Dude. I mean, don't get me wrong. This is going to make me want to actually get into comics now, because I just want to fucking pay attention to it.
Well, it's going
to
be comics and books, which are really interesting.
Right, yeah.
Like, if you look at this cover of this book, you can tell that's the main girl we met. There's a Wookiee, and then look, there's that guy that we met, the yellow lightsaber dude. Then there's some different stud.
I think that's the alpha male, right?
Look at these. That's a fake image, because, look, that's a fucking darksaber.
It's not a fake image. That's a legitimate Star Wars website. You know that, right?
That cannot be true. Hold on. So, I'm posting this.
Wait, image. Is that actually the darksaber right there?
I'm posting this image on the on the Instagram.
What if they're showing the Mandalorian?
That
would
be interesting.
How old is he?
So I'm looking at this image right here, and we got on the far left. It will be up on the Instagram. The first image since the episode went up. We got a double blade. Like, it's a single blade. It's
like
not,
how Rey had it.
Yeah, it's like how like dark side Rey before it flipped a white lightsaber like that. And then we have a fucking purple lightsaber. Look at that hilt. Then we got an orange lightsaber.
Dude,
which is
orange?
Insane.
I like orange.
A cyan one.
Favorite color.
Then it looks like maybe another cyan or green double-sided, a blue one. And then look, dude, that's a Maul.
Yeah, the Zabrak.
That's a Zabrak.
I think that's what they're calling it.
And that's a fucking darksaber right there, bro.
Is that actually the darksaber, or is that just a dark, like,
dude,
literally just a black
saber?
They can't
do that. There has to be only the darksaber.
It's too late. It's already happening. You can't stop it. You cannot stop it. You're doing what they want.
Just so I have a mental idea of how much time we have. So we did what, like 30-something?
Yeah, about 30 minutes.
We did 30 minutes 28, the first half?
28 minutes. First half was 37 minutes.
Okay, so, all right, yeah. All right, well, we will definitely come back to this topic again.
We'll need to research more.
Yeah, well,
because I haven't been keeping up with my High Republic lore.
Yeah,
only because
true that.
Not much, obviously, but
for sure. Next episode, we're definitely going to come back and talk about this. I promise that.
Okay.
And
I'm done with that.
Yeah. So let's get this movie of the week segment going.
Movie
it's our
of
only,
the week.
The only segment that we do every week, and we're true. Doing it. We're not going to give up on that.
Never again.
So let me jump up real quick. I watched a fantastic movie. I'm going to come off the bat. This is going to be spoiler filled.
We're reviewing Rise of Skywalker. No, I'm just kidding.
Best movie of all time. It's Ford vs. Ferrari. It has Christian Bale and Matt Damon in it. Two fantastic actors. It's basically about... It's actually about the story of this racer that didn't get the credit for the race or whatever. I don't want to spoil it too much, but kind of give you the good premise because I want you to watch it. But he didn't get the credit.
I actually want to watch it.
It's such a good movie, dude. Oh, my God. Basically, Matt Damon plays Carroll Shelby, the guy that made the Shelby car, mm-hmm. and then eventually the Shelby Mustang.
Okay.
And then Ford, basically, they're trying... Ferrari was going bankrupt, and Ford went to go make a deal and buy Ferrari and do something like that. But then he was like, fuck you. Enzo Ferrari was like, fuck you guys and your stupid deal. Fiat's going to buy me. So Fiat buys them.
Wait, does Fiat actually own
it's Ferrari? Like a partnership. I'm not really sure what's going on now. But they didn't like, it wasn't like Fiat by Ferrari by Fiat or something. It was just Ferrari, but like they owned some rights or were helping them with money. And then he basically roasted the fuck out of Henry Ford II. And Henry Ford II basically, I don't know if this is lifetime accurate, but in the movie he was kind of a dick. He just like, he just thought he was entitled and like didn't really do anything. His grandfather did, or father, I'm not sure, Henry Ford, the guy that made the car, the first ever car.
Yeah, the Model T.
Yeah. So then basically he's like, fuck those Italians. We're going to make our own race car, put all our money into it. So they teamed up with Carroll Shelby, who had won this really cool race before. And Carol knows this guy. Fuck, what is his name?
Is that Christian Bale's?
Yeah, Christian Bale's character. Ken Miles, who is the guy that did not get his credit. And he needs all the credit, and he's going to get it from this podcast because we're so popular. Ken Miles is a fucking G. He's a savage. And he's a really good race car driver, and like, but he has very like controversial character. So there's like issues with the like suits. Like the CEO people don't want him, but Carol Shelby's like,
like, we need him. This motherfucker's coming in.
Yeah. So, basically, that's kind of the whole dynamic of the movie. Okay. I don't know. I don't really want to spoil it for you. So, I'm not going to spoil what happens in certain scenes. Mm-hmm. But it is such a good movie. And it's just like he's doing the race and, like, they're, like, fighting the man at the same time against these, like, the suits who are trying to hold them back. And, like, they want him to do... I can't spoil it. It is...
Just say it, Frank. Just do it.
Well, at the end, they want him to, like, finish with the because each team, each company has three teams going, like, three cars racing.
Okay.
And they want them all to finish at the same time. Like, all three cars pass the finish line together. It'll be, like, a great photograph or whatever, Like,
why would you want to do that, though? If the point is to win the race.
And then he's like, you can do what you want, Ken. Like, the car is yours or something. It's such a good movie.
I need to see it. I saw some behind the scenes of like, I mean, I guess this is like any racing movie, but like of just like car crashes and shit that they had to like do. And I'm like, what if you messed up the scene? Like, you know how many cars they probably go through to like destroy?
Yeah. It's pretty fucked. But it's a top tier movie for sure. Like, it's one of my favorites instantly.
I know you said it was one of the best ones you've seen recently.
One of the best movies I've ever seen.
Oh, shit. Okay.
They were both portrayed perfectly. It was such a good movie. Like, I'll give you my official rating.
I was gonna say, where's the rating, bro? Where's the rating?
I'm giving it
3 francs out of 1. I'm just kidding.
Giving it an A.
Oh, shit. Okay.
An A is outstanding. Any flaws are easily overlooked. It's a I highly recommend this movie. Like, I said I was going to spoil it, but I decided not to just because how good of a movie.
Right.
You need to go fucking watch that movie right now, rent it, do whatever you need. It is so fucking good because like he's going bankrupt, so he's going to make the money. Ken's going to make the money. And then his wife's like, I thought you weren't racing yet. And he's like, they're going to pay me $200 a day. And it's so.
Oh, shit. Good. $200 a day, bro?
Yeah.
It's pretty decent, actually.
It was a good movie. A for me.
Okay.
What do you got in your slate, home skillet?
I've got John Wick. Oh, older movie.
Taking it back.
Great movie. The only reason I'm reviewing John Wick is because I rewatched it at work.
Oh, shit.
And I was like, wow, what a great movie. So,
I've actually never seen it.
I know you haven't seen it, so I'm going to try also to not be as spoilery.
It's okay. Just spoil the shit.
Not going to lie, it doesn't really have like the most in-depth plot.
Just spoil the shit out of it.
So basically, you got John Wick. Johnny Wick, Keanu Reeves, my boy. Before I spoil this, I'm just going to go off and tell you, I'm giving it an A-.
Oh,
I'm calling it a flawed gem.
You're hearing it first. The boy's got some good movies
going Excellent on. Movie with minor but noticeable shortcomings.
Okay.
It's...
That's the one where his dog dies?
Yes. Okay. So basically, it starts off... I can't exactly remember how it starts off. Fuck. It starts off and he's just kind of like living life. You're like, all right, whatever. Like, he's just showing this guy. And then all of a sudden, like, it'll slowly piece together like, oh, shit. Like, his wife recently died. Like, he's just basically sad. He's literally just living alone. You see him in his fucking boss-ass Mustang. It's literally a boss. Ha-ha! And then, like, eventually he just gets this random dog. And so a lot of people like to simplify the plot and be like, his dog died, so he just killed a bunch of people. That's so stupid. But literally what it is his...
Someone killed my cat, I just mass genocide.
Exactly. But it's even worse because his dog was the only thing he had left from his wife. That was the last gift that she sent him. It was like, I know you're going to be alone, so this is why I'm giving you this dog to be, you know, so you're not alone all the time. And I was like, oh, what a nice thing. And the fucking little bitch-ass little motherfucker comes in and was like, nice car, motherfucker. And he's like, how much for the car? Like, being like, okay, so the whole backstory is this little, like, prick of a dude is, like, the son of a mafia dude. So he's, like, an entitled, kind of like you said, Henry Ford II or whatever.
I thought you were going to say kind of like me.
No. you're, like, coming after my life? Fuck. But he's, like, he literally just comes up to you, he's, like,
I don't need Flamin' Hot Cheetos. Name's Todd. Fuck talkies.
Dude, who's Top Havercorn? I don't know why I just thought of that. Anyways, he fucking comes up, he's like, how much for the car? He's like, it's not for sale. And then he speaks Russian, he's like, everything's for sale in Russian. And then John Wick, what does he say? He says something back in Russian, the guy's like, what the fuck? And then he's just like, drives away and shit, and you're like, oh, okay, that was like, kind of
so does he fight
intense
Russians?
For some reason. Yeah, they're basically like a Russian mafia.
Okay.
The
Banditti?
Yeah, the Banditti.
That's what they're called.
Yeah, the Banditti. Yeah, you've been watching too much The Machine.
Bert Kreischer, great
comic. Bert Kreischer, oh, he's great. But basically, they, you know, all that happens, they go, they're like, okay, we're going to fucking fuck this guy up. So they go take his car, fucking wreck his house, and kill the dog, and, like, knock him out and shit. And you're like, oh, that's awful. And you're just like, whoa, like at this point, you don't know that this man's, like, a fucking crazy-ass killer person. So he's just like, gets up, and as, like, they're talking, and he's, like, getting up and, like, just kind of taking a shower and shit, you're like, why is he being so normal about this? And it shows the dad, like, it shows the dad just, like, talking to his son. They're like, he's like, sorry, I cut out a whole part. The son also goes to this chop shop, basically, like, oh, I want you to, like, fix up this car. This is mine now. And the guy recognizes it. He's like, get this fucking car out of here. And he's like, what are you talking about? He's like, get it out of here. And the son goes, and he's like, he's like, yeah, dad, he, like, did this, basically, like, rejected me. And the guy calls, he's like, why would you reject him? And he's like, sir, it was John Wick's car. And all he goes is, oh, and just hangs up the phone. You're like, oh, shit. And it just shows, and he's like,
I want to watch this.
It's so good, bro. It's just such a fucking good movie. I have to, like, give you such in-depth things because everything is great. Yes, we should totally fucking watch it. I am totally down. And then he fucking goes, and he's like, was he the boogeyman? He's like, no, he's the one you send to kill the fucking boogeyman. And you're like, oh shit.
Oh my
god. He's
a
man of pure focus.
Alpha. I mean, he's Keanu. So
exactly. It's fucking Keanu Reeves.
Which we need.
But basically, a whole fucking thing. A bunch of people die. The action is so good. And Keanu Reeves does almost all of his own, like, action stunts. He actually, like, learns grappling
Keanu's
and shit.
He's a man's man.
Exactly. He doesn't do, like, stunts, like, to get hit by cars and shit. But obviously he does like the rolling and the grappling, and he, like, learns how to shoot and shit. And it's so cool because he's doing it all. And it shows it, like, all through the camera. It's not like a bunch of, like, quick action cuts. It's all, like, you'll see, like, just a whole fucking scene of him, like, rolling around with somebody. I'm so sorry. I hit the mic. Bertha, no. But it's just fucking great. If you guys have somehow not seen John Wick, please go watch John Wick. It is amazing.
Basically, now you got two great movies to watch during this quarantine. Ford vs. Ferrari and John Wick.
John Wick 1, 2, and 3.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. If you like 1, you're going to like 2. And if you like 2, you're definitely going to like 3.
Oh, hold up, dude. I didn't even explain the... I'm sorry. Let me go back to my review really quick.
Oh, go ahead.
I literally just thought of it. The whole plot of the movie was they were... I explained this, right? They were trying to beat... I think I'm just being retarded. They were trying to beat Ferrari in this race.
If you didn't say it, it was implied, and I understood.
Yeah, they're trying to beat Ferrari in this race, and then whatever. I'm sorry I came back to my review, but...
Watch. You just had to get the last word in the show, it is, motherfucker.
Yeah, I'm just... Name's Chad.
I thought it was Todd, motherfucker.
Yeah, I'm Todd. That's my friend Chad. Sup? All right, gotta stop that. All right, well... That's it. Yeah, that's fucking it. We're trying to cut the episodes down.
I'm sorry. We had to do a really fast review.
I was having a good ass time chatting Pokemon and High Republic. So.
Let us know if you like just the random ass banter. We just kind of just talk. Yeah. And I hope you guys like it. We're here. I'm hoping you're staying for us. Mm-hmm. And coming for the content, staying for us.
Yeah, we'll slowly enter in a little bit more to get to know about us as people, but we'll mainly keep it more about content.
Yeah, we're going to try our best. I mean, obviously, we're going to talk about just random ass shit that we've endured in life. This hard, hard thing we call life.
But I'll guarantee you Star Wars next week for sure.
Oh, for sure.
Don't be surprised if we honestly just talk about Pokemon and High Republic again, because
it's great.
Great shit.
Great stuff. I'm literally going to go look at an Elgato capture card, which is what you use to capture on the Switch, I believe.
Yeah.
Don't
be surprised if...
If you see us live streaming on YouTube.
Well, okay, so I don't want to live stream yet just because it's our first time ever posting something.
What are you, a bitch?
So I want to accidentally drop like a swear word or something and have a controversy already, and then blow up.
We're not ready. We're not ready for the controversy yet.
Yeah.
Actually, that's true, because I don't know how we have to look into streaming.
Yeah,
and
we
all
should
that.
Just do episodes and have like.
I don't even know if we're allowed to swear. I think we are allowed. Yeah, we're allowed to swear. This is a free country, motherfuckers.
Freedom of speech, bitches.
Exactly.
But yeah, make sure you guys check out our Instagram at Half Past Sheep Podcast and Instagram. I post all the updates. I'm going to post some pictures from what we talked about. Make sure to subscribe to the YouTube channel, Half Past Sheep. Check out the new channel art. We're on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts.
And look out for the new video art, because I also kind of made something too.
We changed it a bit. Also,
we changed it up a little bit. Patreon. Take a look at it. I mean, obviously,
take a look at it. You know, we got enough for free. You know, if you give us enough, you can't refuse.
What is that from? Is that from Godfather?
What?
I have an offer you can't refuse.
I don't know, dude.
Again, it's just check it out. If
any
you guys like
money
our content,
gets donated, we immediately reveal our faces.
Literally, it's just more to support us. If you guys like the podcast, you wanted to keep going,
it's no big deal if you guys do it.
Again, if you don't do it, it's completely fine. If you do it, cool. You're going to help us support us, and hopefully, eventually, we'll start upgrading some of our podcast things.
Yeah,
make it a little bit better and smoother.
Yeah,
for
so
everybody.
We can get some footage of us going on.
Yeah, for sure.
Because currently we're in my fucking bedroom recording this, and I don't know if I want to.
I don't want to continue in here all the time.
Yeah, I don't know. But on one last note, on the picture I'm going to post, there's a character, the first character to the right of the middle girl with the blonde hair and the cyan lightsaber. There is a bald character.
Who the fuck are you talking about?
If this ain't a Sith, I don't know who is.
Holy shit.
What the fuck, bro?
Is that supposed to be like a Night Sister, maybe?
I don't know, but that's a Sith. And look, there's two Zabraks in that picture.
That literally
looks... That's like a ninja? Dude, I don't know.
They literally look like a Sith. Wait, that ninja looks like fucking Raiden from fucking
Mortal
Kombat.
Dude, look at how dope this girl...
I'll actually say that one.
High Republic looks so cool. We're going to be back next. We'll be talking about it. We got orange lightsabers, levitating lightsabers. That is a...
Wait, levitating lightsabers? What?
Look right there. There's a lightsaber levitating. Oh, there's like a wolf right here for some reason.
All right, stop looking at this. We're going to continue next time.
Oh, my God.
Next time on Half Past.
Last time on Half Past Sheep, Mike and Frank talk about a bunch of shit and get no views.
Perfect.
An alternate universe, that shit don't happen here. We're going to blow up. All right, guys. Yeah. Be safe. Take care. Enjoy your quarantine. Not your quarantine. Carrot juice is good.
Kakarot.
Enjoy your quarantine. Stay safe. Put your masks on. Use your hand sanitizer. Wash your hands.
Off.
Keep your social distancing 6 feet. And make sure to follow in the wise words of Emperor Sheev Palpatine.
God rest his soul.
Do it.
Do it.
See you next week.
Bye.
Hasta luego.
What?